Do you feel a lack of confidence or just a feeling of anxiety or uncertainty? If so, this Hatha Yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and a community of people that are committed to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, I put out a brand new yoga class every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, so be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. And if you like this video, let me know what you like about it in the comments. And while we're talking about subscribing the channel, I have a giveaway today. Very kindly, DeCapo Press has sent me the Harvard Medical Guide to Yoga, and I really like this book. It's great for teachers or anybody who wants to practice from home. It's got great illustrations in it. As soon as I say that, do you think I can find one? Here they are. Really clear illustrations and instructions in them. It has yoga poses, sequences in them, the benefits of the poses, but it goes beyond that as well to meditation. There's the sequences. It also has mudras in them as well. You're going to trust me on this, right? Anyway, so I think it's a great book. I was really impressed with it. Very thorough. As I say, a great book for new teachers. So I'm going to do a giveaway for this. To enter for the giveaway, you need to do three things. Be subscribed to the channel, like this video, and leave a comment on this video. And I will give this book away when we reach our next milestone, which is 34,000 subscribers. We're really close to that. We're about 120 subscribers away from that right now. So if you want a chance to win this book, as I said, they've even got mudras in here, and I know you guys love the mudras that we do at the end of every class. Like this video, make sure you're subscribed to the channel, and leave a comment. You have to do those three things. When our channel reaches 34,000 subscribers, I will give this book away to one of those people who have left a comment. Okay, if you are feeling overwhelmed and anxious, then remember you can always press that mute button if my voice or the spoken teachings are feeling too overwhelming for you. Just feel free to press that mute button and follow along visually. I have a testimonial from Linda today from our membership community about last week's class on generosity. She says, "Thank you for a beautiful class. I like the teachings on generosity very much. Receiving and giving generosity is a small but important gesture in daily life, brings a smile on my face or inward always. I feel my heart warmed. It's like the unconditional love from Mother." So thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda, for your gift. She sent me the most beautiful gift this week, too. They were reusable produce bags that she handmade, and I'm so looking forward to taking them with me to the farms and putting my fruits and vegetables in them. So thank you, Linda. And thank you to all of you. There's generosity, isn't it? Thanks to all of you. Take your time to leave comments in our membership community on YouTube, on iTunes, on Instagram. And speaking of Instagram, I'm sorry I'm being chatty today, but you have to watch my Insta stories. I'm having so much fun with them lately. So if you're on Instagram, my handle is at @drmelissawest. Tim will put it on the screen. And I'm making the most amazing superfood lattes, and just, you know, those of you who like my vlogs, it's like I'm vlogging daily on there on Instagram stories. So check that out. It's so much fun. Also Facebook. Thanks for leaving your comments on Facebook and my website, SpeakPipe Messages. It's always great to hear from you. And I'm also putting a lot of your testimonials on my Insta stories when I hear from you. Like, it really does touch me to hear from you. So thank you so much. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. I'm wearing awesome colors today, the dusk pants, and then my favorite top, the Just Be top. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props today. You're going to need blocks. So let's do our peace mantra, and then we will get into our centering. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice together for the union of the good of all. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Okay, we just had a little break for some power tools. And it's warm here today. So I changed into the squeeze bra cami with the Om symbol on it. Another nice bamboo top. If you haven't done the first two classes in this series, they're foundational for this whole series. The teachings might seem like a little off without them, so make sure you go back and do those if you're just joining us for this class. And then this class will make a lot more sense. So you're going to go ahead and lie down on your back to begin, and we will start there. If you have any back issues, you want to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, you can let your knees fall towards each other. So let yourself settle in, feel the support of the earth underneath you. Become aware of your breath in your lower belly. And feel into your body. Notice what's happening in your body. Today's class is about insecurity. And insecurity is defined as a lack of confidence or a state of uncertainty or anxiety about oneself. And I'm thinking that sounds really bad, doesn't it? If I was feeling like I had a lack of confidence or uncertainty or anxiety, that would feel like a feeling that I would want to get rid of as soon as possible. The definition goes on to say that insecurity is a lack of protection. Now that also sounds quite worrying, doesn't it? If I feel into a lack of protection in my body, it creates a growing sense of self-doubt, uncertainty, and fear. And insecurity is also defined as the state of being open to danger and threat. So just notice what that feels like when you sense into that in your body. And from here, you're going to take one of your yoga blocks and place it between your knees. With your hands down by the side of your body, you're going to press into your feet until your pelvis lifts off the ground. And then slowly lower down. Pause here. And then you're going to press into your feet again. Lift your pelvis off the ground. And you're going to keep firmly planted through your left foot and extend your right foot up. And then you're going to lower down, pause and take a break in the center. And then let's repeat this on the other side. So what we're essentially doing by extending one leg is decreasing the foundation, making it less secure. So press up through your feet. And extend through your left leg. And then you're going to lower down. And you can put that block off to the side and hug your knees into your chest. If you have any low back issues, you're going to hold on behind your knees. Sorry, any knee issues. Did I say knee or back? Knee, I meant. And then with your hands behind your knees and your chin tucked, you're going to rock yourself up to seated. And, oh, I just got stung. Yeah. Okay, we're going to come over onto all fours for cat pose. It's been the week of stings.
It's a wasp.
Yep.
He just went that way.
Well, I'm glad he went the other way. Okay. Right on my underarm too. At least it's a fleshy bit. Okay.
Lots of beautiful bees.
Well, that was not a beautiful bee. Okay, so your hands are underneath your shoulders, your knees are underneath your hips, and we're going to exhale round up through your back, and then inhale and arch your back for cat pose. Now I'm nervous, all these. Those are all bees on the ground? Okay. There's like tons and tons and tons around here because there's hives just around the corner there where they make honey, right? So that was weird, the wasp then. If you have any wrist issues, you can come up onto your fists or you can come down onto your forearms. Okay, and then we're going to make this less stable and come into tiger pose. We're going to do a variation of tiger pose where you're going to take your left leg to the back of your mat, your right hand to the front of your mat, and you're going to inhale, reach your arm and leg forward, and then you're going to exhale, bring your elbow and leg together. So inhale, reach. Exhale, elbow and leg together. Inhale, reach. Exhale, elbow and leg together. And then bring your arm and leg down. And we're going to do this on the other side. So take your right leg back, your left arm forward. And inhale, reach up. Elbow and knee together. Inhale, reach. And if this is too hard on your knees and your wrists, you could always do this standing. So we'll show you in the top corner the modification standing. And then we'll come back to rest in child's pose. And if child's pose doesn't work for your knees or your ankles or your feet, you can always lie on your back with your knees to your chest instead. Our response to insecurity is to try to get rid of it or to establish security. That is to do everything within our power to make our corner of the world more secure. The problem with this approach is that we continue to change our lives and to paint ourselves into a corner until even the most trivial experiences in our life cause us an incredible amount of anxiety and stress. Trying to change and control our external environment is a recipe for more anxiety, stress, and insecurity. Okay, from here we're going to come into downward facing dog. You're going to come up onto all fours, tuck your toes under, take a deep breath in. Exhale, come up into downward facing dog. Okay, look forward at the space between your hands and make your way up to standing. Okay. So throughout this class, I've chosen postures that help you get used to unstable ground, to insecurity. And we're going to do this little balancing sequence right now. So you're going to take your feet underneath your hip bones, lift and spread your toes. You're going to inhale, take your arms straight up. Exhale, you're going to sit down to chair pose. And then you're going to come up to tree pose. Okay. So you're going to inhale to Tadasana. Exhale to chair pose. Inhale to tree pose. Keep breathing, and one more. Okay, and then we're going to do this on the other side. So this time you'll be doing it on the other leg. And then stand up towards the one of the top ends of your mats. And then you're going to take a big step back to Warrior One. And do it like a lunge with your back heel up. So you're going to do that. And then you're going to come up to a knee up. So step back to like a high lunge, up to a knee up. So lunge back to knee up. So we're working on some balancing today so that instead of creating this kind of stability and security, we're practicing with what it feels like to be unstable and to have the ground underneath us be insecure. And then we're going to do this on the other side as well. So this time you'll step back with your left foot. You're going to inhale, step back. And you're going to exhale, step up. Inhale, step back. Exhale, step up. Two more. Good. Okay, shake your legs out. Very good for building strength in your lower body too. Actually reminds me of when we used to have personal trainer, remember Tim, when we first got married and they used to make us do all those lunges? Yeah. Very good lower body workout. Okay, so you're going to inhale, reach up now. Exhale, hip hinge forward. And you're going to step your feet back into downward facing dog. And we're going to come from downward facing dog. You're going to tuck your tailbone under and come into upward facing dog. And then you're going to come back to downward facing dog. And you're going to take your right leg up, open it up. And you're going to take your right leg between the space between your left wrist and your right ankle. And you're going to come into dying warrior pose. So your left hip turns towards the inside of your right inner thigh and you lower your chest to the ground. So insecurity is not a problem. We all experience insecurity in our lives. We will all experience circumstances in our lives that make us feel insecure. That's just a normal part of being a human being. Our everyday existence is intrinsically insecure. We could lose our jobs. The stock market could crash. We could face a health crisis. Our relationships can crumble. Everything in our lives is temporary and transitional. Okay, we're going to step back into downward facing dog. And this time you're going to take your left leg up and behind you. And then you're going to thread it through that space between your right wrist and your right ankle. And you're going to turn your right hip towards the inside of your left thigh, and you're going to lower your chest towards the ground. So we continually try to find solid ground, but we can only rely on the groundless ground. The earth cannot be permanently fixed. The earth crumbles, it slips, it levels up, it levels out, and it rises up into mountains. Nothing is certain except for uncertainty itself. Change and dissolution continually undercuts us. And even though we take it personally, it's not personal. Insecurity is a normal part of our lives. Constant change is natural. And opening to impermanence can create some spaciousness around the fear and anxiety of insecurity. In other words, it's only possible to find security in accepting insecurity. Okay, going to step back into downward facing dog. And then lower your knees to the ground and slowly lower your belly to the ground and rest your forehead on the ground. We're going to take Shavasana in your belly today. And you can stay here lying on your belly, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. So this poem is called Traveling by Nahira Wahid. Be insecure in peace. Allow yourself lowness. Know that it is only a country on the way to who you are. Be insecure in peace. Allow yourself lowness. Know that it is only a country on the way to who you are. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And then slowly make your way up to seated, and we'll sit together with a mudra. You can sit cross-legged on a meditation cushion, kneeling on a block, or you can sit in a chair, whichever is the most comfortable setup for you today. We're going to sit with the Prithvi mudra today. And for this mudra, you're going to bring your thumb and your ring finger together and extend your other fingers. And then you're going to rest your thumb, this mudra, on your lap. This mudra helps you to be with an uncertainty. It helps you to adjust to change and to disruption, to a normal schedule or a routine. So we're going to transition from this mudra to our closing mudra. Your left palm's up, your right palm's down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who would benefit from these teachings, please share it with them. And if you haven't already subscribed, then be sure to subscribe, like, and comment for a chance to win our book giveaway and help us get to 34,000 subscribers. Thank you so much for your donations. Viola from Italy, Donna from Kansas, Leah, Cornelia, and Donna from Oklahoma. And if you want more support in opening to insecurity, I know it's sort of a gradual and ongoing and lifelong process. Each Monday, I meet with a very dedicated group of practitioners from our membership community for our live meditation classes, where I offer teachings and support these people on their ongoing path of transformation, where they ask questions about their practice, and we just meet each other and support each other in our practice. And that's on at Mondays at 9:30 a.m. Pacific and 5:30 p.m. Pacific every single Monday. And we record them as well for our members. So that's a great part of our membership community. I'll leave the links to that in the show notes, and also to become a member as well. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.